Hello, the Five Minutes, the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 281. And we're going for our golden scripture, which is in 1 Corinthians 15, and verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." That's where we stop to say together, "I have not believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." So now I have added "according to the scriptures" for you to understand. Which scriptures was he talking about? The scriptures about Abraham, about Sarah, about Ishmael, about Isaac. That is what he studied to be able to get that revelation of the death of Christ. I said, out of the death of Christ came what? Men, new creation. So now let me just explain a few things for you. We've been talking about the death of Christ as part of his finished work, and we've looked at the physical events. We're now looking at the revelatory events. Brought us to Isaiah 53 that says, "Who has believed our report?" We have some report to make that makes people wonder, what are you saying? Out of death comes what? Life? What is the meaning of that? Yes. Out of the death of Christ coming men, new men. What is the meaning of that? So this is the report that we have. And in this report, I want to talk just a briefly on resurrection, because we're going to take it as a whole chunk and go into it, a whole session. So resurrection, let me say, okay, what's the difference between Christ's death and resurrection? I mean, if he died, so listen, Jesus would have died and we would still would have been forgiven our sins if he didn't resurrect. Yes, it's true. Go to Romans chapter 4, the last verse. We've been looking at Romans chapter 4, isn't it? We looked at verse 16, yeah, where we saw Abraham and how he believed. Now, the last verse is 25. And the 24-25 that talks about this says, "We, for Christ was delivered for our offenses or sins, but raised up again for our justification." So Christ was crucified, delivered up to death, was killed for what? Our offenses, our mistakes, our sins. Then Christ was also raised again or resurrected, not for our sins, not this time, for our justification. What's justification? Just as if you have never sinned, or you are made righteous. Okay, so you see that Jesus's death accomplished something different from his resurrection. Please, it's so clear when you read this verse. Who was delivered up for our offenses and raised up again for our justification. So death, if you have a blackboard and a good teacher, would have put a line in between the blackboard and written death on the left side and written resurrection on the right. And right, and you would have written under the death, you would have written sins, offenses, and under the resurrection, he would have written justification made right. So what am I trying to say? Listen to this. The death of Christ was for our forgiveness of sins. It was to take away all your sins, all of my sins, and deal with them. But the resurrection, through the resurrection, you and I received life. you and I received eternal life. This is the truth. Through his death, I've given you Romans 4. I've given it to you. And I said, who was delivered up for our offenses, who was killed for our offenses, our mistakes, and was raised again. He would have said for our mistakes again. But it was another thing, justification. Just as it would never sinned. So when you go to Ephesians chapter 1, Paul prayed a prayer there for the church in Ephesus. And it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, from verse 17, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of his word, or in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Listen, exceeding greatness of his power. I won't be able to go into all that. When you go into the Greek of the exceeding greatness of his power, those three words are talking about the power of God, the strength of God. And it looks like when God was going to resurrect Christ, he put all his forces together. Every power that God has, he put it together to do that. Why? Because Christ was in labor and he was going to boom, give birth to us. Through his resurrection, he labored and gave birth to you and I as new creations. And so through his resurrection, you and I have received what we call eternal life. Eternal life is the nature of God. A foreign spirit has come to impact life to you and I and give us the nature of God, eternal life, the very life of God. And this makes our lives on another level, another plane, because we are now new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are a new species of being. We are a new people, all because of Christ's resurrection. You were so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.